Okay, this is Parak Tes in Hilchos Tminin and Musafin. Two Parakim left. I will do Parak Tes today and finish it off tomorrow. So now we're going to move to Rosh Hashanah. So the Rambam says in Halacha Aleph, Be'echa b'tishrei makrivim musaf hayom par v'ayel b'shiva kvasim hakol olos usir chatas nechelas. We've seen this formula before. So on the first of Tishrei, and recall the first of Tishrei is also not only is it Rosh Hashanah, but it's Rosh Chodesh. So you bring the bull, a ram, seven lambs. All those are burnt completely on the Mizbeach. And then you have a goat as the chatas that's eaten. This is the Musaf Rosh Hashanah. Yes, sir, on Musaf Rosh Chodesh, Hakar B'chol Rosh Chodesh. Could you, in other words, this is on top of the Musaf that you were bringing on Rosh Chodesh itself. Therefore, if Rosh Hashanah falls on a Shabbos, there'll be three additional korbanos brought. Musaf Shabbos, Musaf Rosh Chodesh, and Musaf Hayom being Rosh Hashanah. Halacha base, the Ketzat Sidur Hakarvasa. Okay, so what's the order now that you have, let's say, a bunch of, let's say you have three Musafs to bring, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Hashanah, what's the order? Ketzat Sidur Hakarvasa. Musaf Shabbos Tchila. So first you bring the Korban Musaf Shabbos, V'achar Musaf HaChodesh, then the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, V'achar Musaf Yontov, and finally the one for Rosh Hashanah. Shakol Tadir Mechavero, Kodem Es Chavero. Because whatever is more commonly done comes first. V'chein, Kolam Mekudash Mechavero, Kodem Es Chavero. Also, whichever one is holier, or more important than its other one, it comes first. Hayelfan of Tadir Umukudash, let's say someone has in front of him both frequently and one which is higher level of Kedusha, Yachnim Ezeman. So if he's got both features, Tadir and Mukudash, let's say one is Tadir, the other one's Mukudash, he could pick whichever one he wants to bring first. Alacha Gimel. Avar Shachach v'shachat Asherino Tadir or Apachos b'Kedusha Tchila, Makrivo. So let's say you went ahead and you went in the wrong order. You shechted the one that's less common instead of the one that's more common first. You bring it as a korban. Bachrach shochet as a tadir, also mekudash. And then you go ahead and take care of the other one. So meaning it's not ma'akev if you went in the wrong order. Lachadah. Now, v'im nishchetu shtem ke'achad. Right? So let's say you shechted two of them at the same exact time. Yezem memaris b'dam. Ad sheyisrak dam ha'tadir o dam mekudash. So you should stir the blood of the one that is, let's say, less frequent. Okay, until the blood, you can just keep storing it so it doesn't coagulate. And in the meantime, sprinkle the blood of the one that's more frequent onto the mizbeach. Okay, halacha hey. Now, dama chatas, kodam dama ola. Now the Rambam is going to go through now the idea of kadimus by all korbanos. So we finished Rosh Hashanah, and he's going to turn to now, since he already started, and the Rambam does this in other places. If you recall, he did this by in Hilchos Chanukah talking about Hallel. Here, since he spoke about a situation of which korbanos come first when you have a sequence of korbanos, now he's going to talk about the entire institution of Korbanos, what comes before what. So, dama chatas kodem dama ola, meishu dama chatas mechaper. So, the blood of a korban chatas, a sin sacrifice, comes before the blood of a ola. Why? Because the dama chatas mechaper, the blood of the chatas offering, creates atonement. Evari ola, kodem le'imuri chatas. So, the limbs and organs of a korban ola, the Ola offering comes before the ones of a chatas, nisha ola kula ishim, because the ola is burnt completely. Dam chatas ve'evare ola. But let's say I have in front of me the blood of the chatas, which is super important, and the evare ola, which is also super important. Ezem yachtim. You can pick whichever one you want to go first. V'chein dam ola ve'imuri chatas. So too, going to the second of each of the above two categories, the blood of the ola and the imuri chatas. O dam ola ve'dam asham. Let's say the blood of an ola and the dam and the blood of a korban asham. Yachtim. They're on the same level, and therefore, whichever one you want, you can bring first. Halacha ba, chatas kodemes ola. So the korban chatas comes before the korban ola. Afilu chatas of kodemes ola behema. Even an inferior animal chatas, i.e., a bird offering, comes before the superior animal offering of an ola. Shenemar etzashel chatas rishona. We see the Torah says the chatas comes first. Binyan of the kol chatas shikodemes ola ba'ima. This is a categorical concept that the chatas precedes everything in korban. So too, when you set aside animals to be korban, if you're separating out various animals for the mikdash, you always separate out the one for chatas first. Now, but korbanos chag, when it comes to the korbanos brought on the holiday of Sukkot, we don't do this. So here's where the exception lies. We don't follow the order of kadimos. We follow the order the Torah lays out for us. Ketzad. B'tchila parim, so first come the bulls, v'acharim elim, then the rams, v'acharim kvasim, then the lambs, v'acharim sirim, then the goats. Af v'yishas irim chatas, even though the goats that you bring here are chatas, they still go less. V'chol eishu kadmu osan olos, right? And then the ones that preceded them are all ola offerings. V'chein shigga sibar v'odazara, so too, let's say there's a korban shgaga, a korban that's brought when the congregation accidentally worships Avodah Zarah, Shemavim Par Ola. They bring a Par Ola first, all right? A bull Ola, Uzir Chatas, the goat Chatas offering, and then a Par Kodem Shenemar Bo Kemishpat. In that case also, even though normally Chatas beats Ola, here Ola beats Chatas because the Torah says so. Also, Par Kohen Mashiach, Kodem, when it comes to the Par, that the bull that's offered by the Kohen who gets anointed for a service, Kodem Par Helam Davar Shel Tibor. That comes before the Korban that's brought if and there's a halachic error made by the Tzibor. Upar Helam, and the par that the bull that's brought in a Helam Shel Tzibor situation, Kodem Lepar Avodah Zarah. That precedes, or is more important, or comes before, if you have both of them in front of you, par for brought for Avodah Zarah. Upar Avodah Zarah, Kodem Lepar Shelah. And so too, the par, the bull of the Avodah Zarah offering, meaning in the situation with that of the Tzibor, comes before the goat Shelah of it. Api Shepar Ola Vasir Chatas, even though the par is the Ola, and here the Sir Zachatas, Shekachu Seder Katzva Torah, because that's the order the Torah says. Sir Avodah Zarah, Kodem Sir Nasi, Shenasi Yachid. Okay, now the Sir that's brought to have Kapara for a situation in Avodah Zarah, that's a goat, comes before the goat brought for a the mistake done by a Nasi, the head of the nation, because Shenasi Yachid, the Nasi is an individual, and the Sir Avodah Zarah is Tibor. Sir Nasi, Kodem Sir As Yachid, but the Sir Nasi comes before the Sir brought by an individual because of the position of the Nasi. Sir As Yachid, Kodem As Kipsa. The seer of an individual is brought before its lamb, afi shesham chatas, even though both of them are chatas, but the goat wins out. Shasir uyalavala krisis, shemavina lamb chatas, because the seer offering is able to be brought to atone for all sins that you would get karis for. Bakifsa inaba al shigas avodah zarah. But the lamb, that's only brought for a situation where a person accidentally was engaged with the avodah zarah. Alachachas. Afilu chatas o shaletas kodemus lakifsa. So too, even the chatas of that's brought by a woman after she gives birth, which is a bird chatas, comes before the lamb that she would bring. Chatas kodemus asham, the sin offering comes before the guilt offering. Okay, why does that come first? Because that chatas, the blood is sprinkled on the four corners of the mizbeach and on the outer foundation. And in general, a korban chatas always comes before an asham. Chutz ma'asham etzora, except for the asham brought by someone at Sarah, who bought Ali de Heksher, because that comes about to make someone better and appropriate and fit again. Hashem Kodal Soda. Now the asham sacrifice comes before the Toda sacrifice, as well as the El Nazir, the ayal that's brought by a Nazir, Neshu Kachakachim, because it's the highest level of Korban. Toda Vayal Nazir, when you have a Korban Toda, a Korban of thanks, and an Ayal Nazir, those both are Koban L'Shlamim. They come before a Korban Shlamim. Why? Because both those can only be in one day, and they require Lechem brought with them. That Toda Kodem is the El Nazir, the Toda comes before an El Nazir, Mesha Ishba Arba Mini Mincha. Because if you recall, there are four separate types of Mincha, four types of loaves brought with the Toda. Shlamim Kodem Lubachor, so the Korban Shlamim comes before the Bechor offering, Meshain Tunin Matan Shtaim Shenka Arba, Udunin Smicha Tnufo Nusachim, because they require both a special type of sprinkling, two against four, as well as Smicha, putting the hands on the animal, Tnufo waving, and the Sachim Labation. Sabachor Kodem Lamaiser Behema. The Bechor sacrifice comes before the Meiser Behema sacrifice, because the Kedusha is what he called, comes from the womb, and it's eaten by the Kohanim alone. A Meiser Koma the Ophos, so Meiser always precedes, is more important than bird offerings, because it's a real Korban, and it's on the highest level, the blood and its pieces all had the status of Kachin Kachin. The ofos come the menachos. The birds come before the flower offerings. They shehem mini damim because they have blood. Hare shahayu lefan of chatas of meiser. Right. So let's say I have in front of me the chatas of a sin offering using a bird and meiser. A meiser kodem mi they choose that. The meiser would come first because that's an actual korban, or I should say it's brought up on the mizbeach as a sacrifice, a full sacrifice. Ayushem chatas of meiser, but olas behema. Let's say in front of me a chatas of Meiser and an Ola Behema, an animal brought up as an Ola, hold the Ola Kodemus the Meiser. Now the Ola beats out Meiser, Bechatas Of, Kodemus the Ola's Behema, and the Chatas Of, because Chatas always comes first, comes before the Ola Behema. Makir Chatas Of Tchila, you bring the sin offering, the bird sin offering first, Vachach Ola, then the Ola, and then Vachach Meiser, the Meiser would come last. Look at this. Hare Shahayu Mine Behema Harbe, I mean Korban Echad, Kitzeh Makrib. Let's say I have several types of animals from one category of korban. So what do I do? Haparim korban la'ilim, shekenis rabim nusachim. So bulls come before rams because there's more libations by them. Ve'ilim korban la'kvasim, the rams come before lambs, shekenis rabim nusachim. Also, there's more libations by them. U'kvasim korban la'sirin, lambs come before goats, shekenis rabim be'murim, because there's even more organs to deal with than limbs. Shevekali mura kvasim, ha'alya, because within the kvasim is the tail area, and you don't have that by the goats. Ha'omer kodom lekeves ha'ba'imo. The omer comes before the lamb brought with it. Ushtei lechem kodom l'shnei kvasim. The two loaves of bread brought in Shavuos come before the two lambs. Zeh klal. What's the general principle? Davar ba'biglal yom kol davar ba'biglal lechem. Anything that's high because of the day, okay, anything's high that's high because of the day itself, anything that's high because of the day itself is what it called, comes before anything that's high to be brought because of the presence of lechem. Lachiyot. Minchas ha'ish kodemus minchas isha. So mincha brought by a man comes before one brought by a woman. Minchas chitim kodemus minchas orim. The mincha, the wheat mincha, comes before the barley mincha. Minchas chote kodemus minchas adava. The mincha brought by someone who did a sin comes before the voluntary mincha. Meishah hiba al chet, because it's coming for sin. Minchas adava, mincha sota. So mincha brought voluntarily or mincha brought by sota. Ezo shiyotzei behem yakev. They're on equal level, and you can pick whichever one you want to go first. Okay, almost done. Halacha yud aleph. Minachas kol yayin. So mincha comes before a wine libation. Yayin kol l'shemen. Wine before oil. Shemen kol levona. Shemen comes before frankincense. The levona kol nemes melach. Frankincense comes before salt. Melach kol eitzim. Salt before wood. A masavay bezvan shabo kulan echa. This only happens when they're all brought at once. Aba habar rishon. But whatever I bring first, let's say they weren't all brought at once, but I had them separated out, and I bring one at a time. Karav rishon va'achron karav achron. Whatever I bring first is brought first. Whatever I bring last is kept last. So there's no real order. Anything that comes first for anything that takes precedence in sacrifice takes precedence in eating. Finally, lach yod gimel ha'yulafan of shlamim shal emesh shlamim shayom. Let's say I have in front of me a korban shlamim from yesterday that still could be eaten, and a fresh korban shlamim from today. Shal emesh korban shrei krav zmanan. So the one from yesterday comes first because time's running out for that one. Shlamim shal emesh v'chatas asher shalom. Let's say I have a shlamim from yesterday and a sin offering or guilt offering from today. Chatas v'asher korban. The chatas, for instance, would come first. Why? Because they are considered holy. That ends Perek Tes, and we'll finish off Tumin Musafim with Perek Yod tomorrow.